You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Brachos, Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm taking the liberty of doing the catch-up shiur from last Thursday, which was Yom Tov. So we're going to start the ninth parak together. The majority of the Amud, a little over 50% of the Amud, is a really massive Mishnah. But let's learn it well, because I believe this is the only Mishnah in the ninth parak, meaning all the Mishnayos are combined into this one Mishnah, and then we're going to have a lot of discussion on this. Taking it from the top, Haroa Malkam Shenasu Bo Nisim LeYisrael, Omer Baruch She'asa Nisim LaVaseinu B'Malkam Hazeh. Somebody who sees a place where there are miracles that happen for Klal Yisrael, we'll describe some of those miracles later, Rashi points out, you say the bracha of Baruch She'asa Nisim LaVaseinu B'Malkam Hazeh. Tosfos over here brings up the discussion of the brachos that are mentioned here, where it says Baruch, whether it could be that it's really Baruch Atashen El Kinu Melech Olam, and then all the brachos that we're going to see. And it could be that there are some exceptions to the rule, but Tosis just mentions that. So we say over here, Baruch She'asa Nisan L'Avaseinu B'Malkam Hazeh, that blessing Hashem for the who made Nisan for our forefathers in this place. Malkam Shenakra Imenu Akum, so a place from which was uprooted Akum, which is Avodas Kochavim Umazalos, meaning Avodah Zarah. So you would make a bracha. Tosis over here says that the Yerushalmi says that it's when all of the Avodah Zarah is uprooted from Eretz Yisrael, this is when the bracha is made. The Mishnah continues. Omer Baruch Sha'akar, so he says, Baruch Sha'akar Akum Me'artzenu. So you say that you thank Hashem for uprooting Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. Al Hazikin V'al HaZava'os V'al HaRa'amim V'al HaRuchos V'al HaBrakim. So if there is Zikin, which we've seen, it would seem to be some sort of wind, but Rashi over here doesn't translate, tells us the Gemara is going to get to it later, and Zavaos, and Ra'amim, and Ruchos, which is, so Zavaos is earthquakes, Ra'amim is thunder, Ruchos is wind, some really powerful winds, Vala Brook, and lightning, Omer Brook, Shekochog, Rosom Alei Olam, that's the bracha you make. Which we know we most famously make on thunder now. It's interesting that it says Brucken, which is lightning. We're going to say Shekacha Grosma Le'olam, but I'm sure the Gemara will discuss. Al Hehorim V'al Gvos V'al Yamim V'al Noros V'al Midbaros, on mountains and hills and seas and rivers and on deserts. Omer Bruch Ose Maase Bereshis. You say, blessed is the one who made Bereshis. And there's a little gears to change over here. In the Masoras HaShas, the changes to Osei Maasei Bereshis, which we're more familiar with, not just any river, any water, but breathtaking ones. Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaRoes HaYam HaGadol, if you see the Great Sea, which I believe is the Mediterranean, but I don't know, the Gemara later is going to discuss. So what do you do? Omer Baruch She'oses HaYam HaGadol. You make a bracha for Hashem creating the Yam HaGadol. Bizman Shereho LeProkim, that's if you see it only once in a while, which we're going to say is it's every 30 days. Not every time you see it, necessarily. Al Gishamim Val Besoros Tovos, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. So if there's rain when it's really necessary, and Besoros Tovos, good news, you'll hear, you say HaTov HaMeitiv, a bracha we mentioned earlier. Al Besoros Ros, there's a gear to change, HaShmuros Ros. When you hear bad things, bad news, Omer Baruch Dayan HaMes, bless Hashem nevertheless, because he is a judge of truth. And we'll qualify that in the Gemara as well. Bana bayis chadash, he builds a new house, v'kana kelim chadashim, and he builds a new house, or perhaps buys a new house, or he buys new clothing, kelim chadashim. Omer bruch shechianu v'kiyamana v'yagamana z'man z'ah. He says shechianu. Mevarech ala ra me'ein ala tova. You make a bracha for the bad as you do on the good, v'al tova me'ein ala ra, and the good as you do for the bad, as we mentioned earlier. Actually, I don't think it's actually what we just said, but Rashi says whatever it is Mefarsh B'Gemara. We're going to explain this in the Gemara, what it means to make a bracha for the bad on the good and for the good on the bad, or similar to the bad. Well, we'll have to discuss this in the Gemara. This is just the Mishnah. It continues, V'hatsoik l'sha'avar, somebody who cries out, who davens over the past of something that already happened, harizu tefilas shav. That is a vain prayer. It is unnecessary, and it would even be inappropriate. Hayase ishto meberes. For example, if his wife is pregnant, v'omer hier tzon shetelet ishti zachar, and he davens, please have my wife give birth to a son. a male, which is, right, assuming this is somewhere along in the pregnancy. Harizu tefillah shaf, it's a wasteful tefillah because it's impossible. Hayiba baderach, v'shema kol tzavacha ba'ir, if someone was on the road and he hears someone crying out in the city, v'omer, you hear it, and if he says, may it be the will Hashem that crying out should not be somebody from my family, from my home. Harizu tefillah shaf, that's also tefillah shaf. Why? Because it is what it is. Whoever's crying is already crying. You can't change that. You could daven, Hashem, please make, you know, it, please let that person be saved. Or even if you want to be a little bit more selfish, please let that, if that person is from my home, please let them be spared from whatever they're crying about. But to say, make that not be my child, my family member, that's a tefillah shav. Because it is what it is. Hanichnas lekrach mispal shayim. Somebody who enters into a city, he should daven two times. Achas b'knisaso v'achas b'tiyatiyaso. Once in his entry and once in his leaving. Rashi says mispal shayikanes l'shalom. So he davens that he should enter in peace, and v'tiyatiyaso also he should daven that he should go out in peace. Rashi just clarifies earlier in Hanichnas Lekrach that we're talking about someone who is mahalich b'derech, he's going on the road with Sarach Lavor Krach, and he needs to go through a certain city, v'sham mitzuyim moshlim ra'im mechafsim alilos. That there are people there, there are bad rulers, evil rulers, who like to look for pretexts to do things, especially to Jews. So you need a lot of tefilos for here. Benazai says in the Mishnah, arba, you need actually four tefilos. Shtayim b'knisaso v'shtayim v'yitziyaso. That you're supposed to, that you need, anyway, it said, renosin hodal sha'avar v'tzoik ala asid. Right? So this is Nosen Hoda Al Shavar. You should thank Hashem for what happened, Vitzok Al Asen, and daven for and cry out for the future. Meaning that when he enters, so before he enters, he davens, he should enter safely. If he enters safely, then he thanks Hashem, thank you for letting me enter safely. And before he leaves, he should daven, Hashem, please let me leave safely. And once he leaves successfully, safely, he thanks Hashem for that. So you should have these two pieces to every transition. The Mishnah continues, Chayiv Adam Levarech Al Hara Kishem Shem Levarech Al Tova, which is presumably different from what we just said, the main piece. But a person is obligated to bless Hashem over the bad as he is for the good, right? It was, you know, Atov Meitav Adayin Emes. So how do we know this? Because the pasuk says, V'yahavtas Hashem Alkecha B'chol Vavachal V'gomer. Right, the pasuk says in Shema that you should love Hashem B'chol Vavachal V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Meidecha with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your Ma'od, whatever that is, Me'ochol Me'odecha. So, here says, B'chol Levavacha, with all your heart, B'shnei Yitzracha, right? The lotion of Levavacha is supposed to be Libcha, your heart, Levavacha. Levavacha is, listen, there's two bases, which indicates there's some sort of like doublement we're mentioning here. So, this is B'shnei Yitzracha, with your two inclinations, B'yitzer Tov, U'b'yitzer Hara. That you're supposed to serve Hashem with your Yitzer Tov and your Yitzer Hara. There are different famous pshatim regarding what these two yitzros are, these two inclinations. How do we respond to the yitzhar yitzhar tov? So it could be that you're supposed to serve Hashem with both, meaning it's like sur me'ra ve'asei tov, that you should serve Hashem with the yitzhar tov by listening to him, and with the yitzhara by not listening to him, and that's a kima of this concept of not just doing mitzvos, but also avoiding averos. This famous pshat of the Rambam, it's sourced earlier as well, that it's the Yetzirah refers to the physical drives, and we know the famous Gemara, I think it's in the Fodazar and other places where the Ashkenaz Tagadol davened for the removal of the physical taivas, the Yetzirah, for Arayos, and then no one was having children anymore, and they couldn't find eggs under the chickens. So, we know that they're serving Hashem with their Yetzirah, meaning with our physical drive eating, through marital relations and other physical drives that we have, and serving Hashem through that as well, which is very much connected to Shavuos. There's a lot of Shavuos Torah about that. Chati Lechem, Chati Lechem, Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Beitza, for another time, since especially because we're after Shavuos, but this was an Amud to be read on Shavuos itself, so it's very fitting. And that is, so that's another pshat in these two the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov, serving Hashem with both, with, you know, the physical drive for spiritual closeness, but also physical, and being able to channel that towards Avodas Hashem. Could be also refers to an idea of some sort of teferes between between Ches and Gvur, Din and Rachamim, a proper balance in our Avodas Hashem in general. So anyway, but that's all pshat in B'chol Lavacha. We're not at the main point yet. U'v'chol Nafshecha, and with your soul. So afilu hu notels nafshecha. That means, meaning your life. That even if someone's going to take your life, you have to give it up for Hashem. That's how much you have to love Hashem. Uvechol meodecha bechol umonecha. And vechol meodecha is with all your money. That meodecha, it could be your ma'od. It's something that's more and even all somebody's wealth. That's the extent that Hashem, so someone should love Hashem, that they're willing to give up their life, their wealth. But then we have another pshat. This is the main point. Another pshat. With every single mida that he measures out for you, that Hashem measures out for you, whether good or whether bad, heavy modelo, you have to thank him. So it looks like there's like a lot of this ma'od. There's the umida, b'chol mida umida shehu modeid lo heavy modeh. You should thank him. I'm not sure how much of that is part of the drush on the word ma'od, but that there's this an idea of thanking Hashem in all circumstances and loving Hashem in all circumstances, whether he gives you what seems to be good or what seems to be bad. Okay. Let's continue. Lo yakal adam es rosho. A person should not be lightheaded keneged shar hamizrach, towards the eastern gate. Shumachov and keneged beis kodshei hakadoshim. That's because that's keneged the kodesh hakadoshim. So when you're facing the eastern gate of Yerushalayim, that you should be, you should not be lightheaded. And Rashi just explains that this is in the bias Rishon. He just goes some of the details of everything that was physically parallel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'likoneis laharabayis, and someone shouldn't go onto the harabayis b'maklo b'menalo b'pundaso u'ba'avak shal araglav. You shouldn't go up to the harabayis with his staff in his hand, with shoes on his feet, with a pundaso, which is his money belt, which was, Rashi, it's cool. Rashi describes this, a chagur chalul v'nosin b'maos. Basically, it was like some belt that was looks like a tube, or it was like hollow, and it was filled up with money. So it's like they used to have like wallet belts, but you should not bring that with you on the har bayis, and nor with avak shal raglav, dust on your feet. Presumably, the Gemara will discuss this. V'lo yaseinu kapandaria, and you should not make it make it into a shortcut just to get through somewhere else. Urakika and spitting, mekavachomer. It's a kavachomer that you should not. And the Gemara is going to explain the kavachomer, says Rashi. Kolchos mebracho shiva mikdash hayu omrim ad holam. That used to be that when they would finish off brachos in the mikdash, in the base mikdash, they would finish off a bracha, so they would say ad holam. Meaning, Rashi just explains over here, he's quoting Gemara and Tainis, that after the brachos, what they would say is there wasn't an amen, and there was an extended bracha. They would say, let's say, check out Rashi, Shev Mikdash Hayomrim Ad Ha'olam, V'Sechasan Samarinan, Ein Onin Amen V'Mikdash. So they wouldn't say amen. Hamavarich Omer, the one making the bracha, would say, Besof Kol Bracha, at the end of every single bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, instead of Baruch Ata Hashem Chonein Hadas, he would say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam, Baruch Chonein Hadas, V'chin Bakulam. That's what you do for all of them. V'ho'onin omrim, and the people respond, not a main, but rather Berkshen Kavod Machos Olielam Va'ed. V'alfin on Mikra, I think we actually even mentioned this on the previous Amud. V'alfin on Mikra, the Tfilas Ezra V'yisiyasa. So we see this in Ezra. Anyway, so what would they say? So, but Vashminan Ha'acha, but we're learning over here, to the Mikdash Rishon lo'hayu omrim, ela Baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael min a'ad min ha'olam. They would say, blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, from now until forever. That's what they would say. Not min ha'olam, the ad ha'olam, as we saw earlier. So, why is that? So the Gemara explains that he would say ad ha'olam, back to the Gemara, Misha Kilkalu ha'tzedokim, when the tzedokim, the Sadducees, the people who lived in the Second Temple era who denied the authenticity of the Torah Shiva Al-Peh, and one of the main things that they went against, right, or famously, there's Talmidim of Sadok, who they came from, was the Talmud of Antigas Ishsocho, mentioned in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, and they understood that there was no Olam Haba. So Mishakelchel Atzdukim, when the Tzdukim messed things up, So Vamru ain Olam El Echad, they would say there's no Olam except for this one. There's only Olam Zad, there's no Olam Haba. So Hatkinu Sheyuhu Omrim Min Olam Vad Olam. So that they would, so they instituted, Chazal instituted that they should say not just Hashem is blessed ad ha'olam, rather min ha'olam ad ha'olam, from olam hazeh until, or and including olam haba. V'skinu shehei adam show, okay, so that's what he said. V'skinu shehei adam show al shalom chaveiro b'shem. And also, they instituted that a person should ask shalom from his friend with the name of Hashem. Shneamar, as it says in the pasuk, this is unbelievable, right? This was the Amud on Shavuos. V'hine Boaz ba mi beis lechem. Behold, Boaz came from beis lechem. V'yomer lakotzrim, and he said to the harvesters, Hashem imachem. V'yomer lo yivrechach Hashem. Right, this is, many Sfardim do this, by the way, before they get at the beginning of their aliyah, before they say Baruch Hu et Hashem amvarach, Baruch Hu et Hashem amvarach. So they say Hashem imachem, sometimes with Shem Hashem, like Ado Shem Yimachem, and sometimes they say just Hashem Yimachem, and the Kila responds, Yivarechach Hashem. But it's sourced in Megillas Rus, of course, this was the Amud on Shavuos. It's sourced in Megillas Rus, and what we see over here is that they instituted, and even though Rashi points out, that maybe it would be seen as a disgrace to use the name of Hashem to greet somebody, but they felt it was appropriate, and the Mishnah will go on to discuss it, and the Gemara will discuss it as well. So he would greet them Hashem Yimachem, and they would say Yivarechach Hashem. And similarly, the Gemara will discuss this, is, I believe, if I remember correctly, Shalom Aleichem, and Aleichem Shalom, also Shalom is one of the names of Hashem. So we do a similar thing. Okay, so that's what Boaz says. Va'omer, and then we have another pasuk, this pasuk from Shoftim, Hashem imecha gibor ha'chayel, that Hashem is with you, gibor ha'chayel. This is what the Amalek says to Gidon when he greets him. It's interesting, by the way, that he calls Gidon over here Gibor Chayil, and the term Eishes Chayil is really only used, other than in Eishes Chayil itself, by Boaz in Megillas Rus. So here's another source where someone greets somebody else, and particularly Malach, with the lotion of Hashem Imecha, Hashem is with you, using Hashem. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, Al Tavoz Kizikna Imecha, which is, right, do not be disgraceful even if your mother is old, which seems to be interpreted as a reason to listen to the Zakenim and to Boaz and to follow that lead, which the Gemara is going to discuss. I don't know really what it's saying yet. It's interesting that the word tavuz, you see the lashon of Boaz there, but I don't know if that has anything api pshat to do with it. The Omer and another pasuk, Eis lasos Hashem hefer Torah secha, that it's a time tax from Hashem. This is from Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, which is part of Tikkun Leil Shavuos. That it's a time to act for Hashem. They have annulled your Torah. And Rabbi Nassan says is a very famous pasuk. There are a few applications the Gemara later on is going to discuss it. It's part of the writing of the Torah Shabbat Peh based on this pasuk. It's a time to act for Hashem. They have overturned your Torah. Rabbi Nassan interprets it as follows: He feiru Torah secha. They have annulled your Torah. Mishum es lasos Hashem, because it's a time to act for Hashem. And as Rashi explains here, that there are times where the Torah is that we're mevatel the words of the Torah. For the sake of Hashem and for what Hashem wants and for what Hashem needs. So often it's in the time of religious crisis. Over here it's that Hashem desires peace, and he therefore will, even though this says over here, Devar Nira Aser, so those are the last words of Rashi and the Mishnah, that a thing that appears Aser, like using Hashem's name for a greeting, but Hashem desires peace and he thinks it's important for people to have peace. It could be also that this really was a religious crisis here. Not that it appears Aser, but that maybe it would have been Aser if not for the fact that Boaz and his generation and perhaps others later on in the future instituted using the name of Hashem because they felt that it was actually critical to combat Avodah Zarah and to keep even laymen with Shem Hashem on their lips constantly. Now let's start the Gemara. Minahani mili, from where do we know these words? Rashi says, Minahani mevarchin an anisa, how do we know they make a bracha on anis? It's questioning the first point of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Demar Krokus, the pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzil Gomer. So Yisro made a bracha, he said, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem saved you. This is Parshas Yisro when he greets Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. So now the Gemara says, "Anisa de Rabbim mevarchina, Anisa de Yachid lo mevarchina." But over here, right, he's saying "Anisa of the Rabbim," but not an individual. But the Gemara responds, "But that can't be true." V'ha'hu gavra da'ava ka'azel ba'ever yamina nafal le'arya. So there's a person who was going ba'ever yamina, and he encountered a lion fell upon him, and there was a nase that happened, and he was saved from it. Also, the Kamei Rava, he came before Rav Amar Lei, and Rav said to him, "Kol emas dematis lahasam barich baruch shasali nase b'makom hazeh." That whenever you reach that place, you should make the bracha of baruch shasali nase b'makom hazeh. Hashem, bless you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for making a nace for me in this place. And on another story, similar. So Marbar, the son of Ravina, was going in the Pakasa of a Ravos, which is, Rashi says, it's a valley, or it's called. Sorry, it's called Pakasa of a Ravos. But Sachal Maya, and he desperately needed water. Isavid le Nisa, big news happened for him. Ivre le Eina de Maya, and like a wellspring of water came out. Veishti, and he was able to drink. And it was a miracle. Vesuzimna, another time, Zimnachada Havakazil Beristika de Mechuza. He was in the Ristika, says Rashi, is a shuk of Mechuza. Venafa le Gamla Pritza, and a Gamla Pritza. Rashi says a Gamla Meshuga. A mad camel, Sha'askav Ra'im, that has, Rashi's lesson is funny. It's a Gama Meshuga Sha'askav Ra'im. It has, it's a crazy camel with bad business, right? He has bad intentions. So this Gama Paritza, Isparkale, Ashisa Al Lagava, so like some sort of like house or structure fell, Right. Nafla chomas abayis, like the wall of a house fell. Shalhayis samachlo, and it was next to it. Says Rashi, v'nichmas asoch abayis v'pnei gamal. He entered this house because of the camel, because this wall fell, and he was able to do that, and he miraculously escaped the camel. I just caught another Rashi here. So he says earlier, Pakasa is a bika, was a valley that we mentioned earlier of Aravos. It was the valley of Aravos. Okay, so over here this wall fell, and the he managed to miraculously get away. So what happened? So whenever he would reach Aravos again, this place called Aravos, Baruch Baruch Shasalines Baravos of a Gamal, he would thank Hashem for saving him in Aravos and regarding the camel. Kimata Ristika de Mechuza, when we get to the Shuk of Ristika, of Mechuza, so Baruch Baruch Shasalines Begamal Baravos, he would make the bracha thanking Hashem for for saving him regarding the camel and in Aravos with those both miracles. So each time you would come to one of those places, you would thank Hashem for both miracles. Now, the halacha, it's a machlokas whether this is really necessary if one has to thank Hashem for all the miracles one place. And notice he flips the order. You notice that he puts the one that's the miracle of that place first, but he mentions the other miracle that also happened. So it's a machlokas whether one must do this, mention all the miracles or it's not, but that's, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi regarding that, if it is l'maisa. But the bottom line is that we have these instances of individual thinking, right? The Mishnah said on Nisan that were done for Yisrael, but over here we see individuals that make brachas on individual miracles. So Amri, as we say, Amri Anisa de Rabim. So for Anisa de Rabim, Kulei Alma Mechayev Elev Ruchei. Everyone needs to make a bracha when they come to that place. I guess like if you get to like the Yam Suf, everyone needs to make a bracha. Anisa de Yachid, but for a personal nes, which the Mishnah is not talking about, Chayev Elev Ruchei. Then the individual needs to make the bracha. And there are different Girsas actually in Gemara and the Rishonim discuss and the Poskim Lahalacha. This might extend whether someone might have to make a bracha for places that his father, maybe even his Rebbe, experienced miracles, and perhaps even a grandfather. So that's a discussion that comes in this line. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to give some examples of such places. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, Haroa Mavros Hayam, Umavros Hayardin, Umavros Nachlei Arnon, Avne Algabish, Bemorad, Beishoran, Ve Even Shebikesh Lizrok, Og Melchabashan, Al Yisrael, Ve Even Sheshav La Moshe, Beshash Asa Yoshua Mechama, Ba Malek, Vishto Shalot, Ve Chomas Yericho, Shenevel Bemechama, Al Kul, so all these cases, I regret not having it looking at gone to each one individually. But if you see the places that where they crossed over the Yam, meaning the Yam Suf, or the Yarden in the times of Yeshua, and through and the Mavros Nachle Arnon, when they went through Nachle Arnon, which the Gemara is going to discuss, and the Avne Algabish, when the stones of Algabish came down, Bemorad Beis Charon, in Beis Charon, and the Ev and the stone that Og tried to throw, Og Melchabashan tried to throw out Klal Yisrael, and also the stone that Moshe sat on when he fought against Amalek. When Yeshua fought against Amalek in Rephidim, and also if you see the Ishto Shalot, you see the pillar of that is the wife of Lot, or if you see the walls of Yericho that were swallowed up in the ground, is in its place. So all of these cases, the Gemara is going to discuss some of them. Al Kulan Sarech Shi'itin Hoda. In fact, I think we might actually discuss all of them. So I'll cool on all of them. You have to thank Hashem for each one of those. So Bishlam Mavras Hayam Dichsiv. So that makes sense. Mavras Hayam, meaning by the Yam Suf, Kriyas Yam Suf Dichsiv. Right. So that we know. We know as Yishir. That much we know. Mavras Hayardain. If you learned a little bit of Navi, a little bit, like even if you stopped a few prakim in, you still got to this one. This is in the third parak. Vayamdu haKohanim. No say right. Ma'aros Yarden. Vayamdu haKohanim. No say Aron Bris Hashem becharava besocha Yarden. So Yeshua split the Yarden. Hashem split the Yarden with Yeshua. Yarden achin v'chol Yisrael overim becharava ad asher tamu kol agoy lavor as a Yarden. So it's split in time for long enough for the entire nation to go through. El mavros Nachle Arnon. But what's the crossing over of Nachle Arnon? Minelan, where do we know that from? So Diksiv, because the pasuk says Al kin yomar b'sefer mechamos Hashem es v'hev b'sufa v'gomer. So the pasuk says that it will be right. This is from Bamidbar. This is from Shiras Habe'er, I believe, and it says that it will be said. Therefore, it is said in the Sefer Mechamos, this book of wars of Hashem, Es Vahev Besufa. So Es Vahev Besufa is hard to translate, and the Gemara is going to have a very novel interpretation of this. So what's Es Vahev Besufa Vagomer? Tana, so we learned, we're starting to pray, so Es Vahev Besufa Shnei Mitzrayim Hayu. There were two Mitzrayim, two people with Saras. One of them was named Es, and the other one was named Hev. So we have S and Vahev, Besofa, and there's Besofa, they're like in the Sof, they're at the end. Hayu Dehavu Mahalchin Besof Machne Yisrael. Right, this week's Parsha's Nusta, we learn about the three people in Shlishi. We discuss the people that are sent out of the camps. There are three Machnas in Israel. There's the Machne Eshchina, there's the Machne Levia, and the Machne Yisrael. And there are three different types of Tameim, Tamei Meis, someone who's Tamei Tamei Meis, and a Zav, and a Mitzora, and they're sent out of different camps. So, there are three camps, there are three levels. So the Mitzora is sent out of all three camps. So therefore, these two Mitzorayim, S and Hev, were in the back, they were basofa. They were in the sof. They were mechal Yisrael. Ki havu kamachalfe Yisrael. So when the Jewish people were passing through, asu emori, so the emorim were there, and avdi lahon nikirusa. They would make these nikirusa, these ma'aros, says Rashi, that they're making like these caves in these mountains. So Yisrael are about to cross through these mountains. V'tashu bahon. And they were going to come out and kill them. So that, right, Nechabu, the Tashur Rashi, Nechabu, they hid in them. So there were like these caves in these mountains. So they imagine that these like two mountains on one side, mountains on the other side, Klaus are crossing in between. And on one side, there are, they made these caves, these holes, these cavities in the mountains in which they were hiding, and they were going to come out and ambush. Now, on the other side, there were mountains with protrusions. And so what happened? So Amri, so Vatashu Bahon, they hid in these cavities. Amru, and they said, Ki chalfi Yisrael, ha-ha, naktalinun. When the Jewish people come through over here, we're going to jump out and kill them. V'lo hava yadei, but the thing that the Amorim didn't know, de Aron hava maski kamaihu de Yisrael, that the Aron was passing first through, like the Aron would come in front of Klal Yisrael, v'hava memich lehu turei mikamaihu, and it would flatten out the mountains on the way. Kevan de asa Aron, when the Aron came through, adavku turei bahadei da'adei, so the mountains would, the Aron would cause the mountains to be crushed together, and the Ketalinun, And it killed all these Amorim. So they're hiding in the cavities, and then this other mountain came crushed together, and the rocks on the other mountains came in and killed all these Amorim. What happened? V'nachas demayhu, and their blood came pouring down l'nachle Arnon to these valleys, or really the creeks of Arnon. These canyons, and he also as vahev. Chazu dama. So what happened? So Es and Hav were in the back, so they saw the blood of these Amorim pouring out, and the Jewish people had no idea. Chazu dama, when they saw dama daka nafik mibene ture, when they saw that the blood was coming out of these mountains, asu vamri luhu Yisrael. They went and told Yisrael what they saw. Vamru shira, and this is the shira that, and then they gave shira. They said shira sabair when they appreciated it. Hayu dixi. That's what the pasuk means when it says the eshet hanachalim asher nata l'sheves er v'nishal. So that pasuk in Parshas Chukas, I believe, where we have Shira Sabair, is praising Hashem for this miracle that they didn't even know was happening. It was only pointed out by the Mitzrayim. There's a beautiful teaching in that of the great Mila that even a Mitzora can experience, which sounds similar to the Mitzrayim with Gehazi and his sons. The Haftarah, I think of Parshas. Mitzora, if not Tazria. I mean, anyways, it's often read, many other discussions of the positives of a Mitzora and appreciation for them. Anyway, but we see over here, Es and Vehev. That's what this is saying. There was a great miracle that they witnessed and testified about.